This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Workers at a Starbucks in Superior began voting today on joining a union. If the vote passes, the store would be the first location in the state to join the national movement among baristas. Len Harris is a shift supervisor and says they're pushing for higher wages amid high inflation.
Forming this movement has been showing people across the workforce, not just Starbucks, that we have the power in numbers to fight back.
At least six other Starbucks in Denver and Colorado Springs have filed to hold union elections. The vote in Superior will last about a month. Access to abortion and contraception is now explicitly protected under Colorado law. Governor Polis signed a bill Monday to protect abortion rights in the state in case the U.S. Supreme Court overturns the federal right to abortion. Colorado is close to making Juneteenth an official state holiday. A bill to do that passed its final committee yesterday. It's now heading to the full state house. The day marking the end of slavery in the U.S. was made a federal holiday last year. State Representative Jennifer Bacon noted that many freed people resettled in Colorado and found work as cowboys.
Because of the skills that they were, quote unquote, trained to develop, but how then they were able to take those skills and support the development of this state and so many other things.
At least five other states celebrate June 19th as an official holiday. In Colorado Springs this morning, it's 67 degrees. Denver currently 58. It is going to be a windy day along the Front Range that raises the fire danger. There are red flag warnings around Greeley and Fort Collins, the Springs, Metro Denver, and Pueblo through this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.